The Weeknd!
Yes, it is Friday evening, the 21st. The weekend is here. So this is our program for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Powerball jackpot at $550 million. Police chasing dirt bike rider claims a pedestrian life. A new hot table for a Western Mass city. It's Grinchmas at the Springfield Museums. And the Brightside Toy Drive is underway.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Many thank yous, and as we head into the latter half of October, the foliage is past its peak in northern New England and western Mass, and is as colorful now as any point in the year. From early September to November, tourists from all over the country flock to the Northeast for some of the most scenic views of foliage in the entire country. Something for us to be very proud of here. And for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 32. The winds are southwest 5 to 10. And for Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 67. You got a warmer weekend coming up. The winds are west-southwest 5 to 10. John and Chris DeVoy continue to envelop the region in tasty items from Hot Table, expanding left and right. The newest store, along with Starbucks, all set for Westfield. In fact, Mayor McCabe will host the celebration with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, 9 Southampton Road in Westfield. And they specialize in grilled panini sandwiches that are made fresh each customer for each customer. If you haven't had the pleasure, I urge you to do it. Hot Table also has made-to-order salads and soups, and they support local charities. My favorite is the Fireball. And just for the heck of it, here are the locations for Hot Table, 9 Southampton Road in Westfield. That'll be the new one. 500 Main in Springfield. 455 Breckwood Boulevard, Springfield. 344 Russell Street, Hadley. 160 Apex Drive, Marlboro. 49 Park Avenue, Worcester. 1 Worcester Road, Unit 524, Framingham. 1445 New Britain Avenue. Oh, excuse me, New Britain in West Hartford. And 83 Freshwood Boulevard in Enfield. And finally, 2876 Main Street in Glastonbury. Oh, the location on Memorial Drive in Chicopee is coming in 2023. We'll talk about that at the appropriate time. Officers from the Westfield Police Department applied for and were granted a search warrant for Whip City Smokes, located at 43 Southwick Road in Westfield. Tuesday the 18th, the search warrant was executed and resulted in the confiscation of THC vape cartridges, flavored nicotine sticks, vapes, and menthol cigarettes. Shafi Muhammad was subsequently arrested and arraigned in a Westfield court for possession with intent to distribute Class D substances, as well as possession and distribution of flavored nicotine products in Massachusetts. Whip City Smokes will also face penalties from the Westfield Health Department for selling nicotine products to people under 21 and other licensing-related violations. The Powerball jackpot has reached $550 million after no ticket matched all six numbers on Wednesday's drawing. After a short delay due to technical issues, the winning Powerball numbers were drawn. They're 06, 08, 15, 27, 42, and 10. The next drawing will be tomorrow night, Saturday night. The cash value of the jackpot, now about $277 million. That'd be nice. The Powerball jackpot has not crossed the half-billion mark since January 5, when tickets in Wisconsin and California split the $632.6 million jackpot. Hard to get your mind around those kinds of figures. The children served by Brightside for Families, and children will be the recipients of the annual Hope for the Holidays toy drive. Now, this three-day event will begin on Friday, November 4, and continue through Saturday the 5th at the Walmart store, 591 Memorial in Chicopee. Now, during those 2 days, new unwrapped toys, gift cards, and monetary donations will be collected from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday, November 6, the motorcycle run portion of the event will begin from Walmart to Brightside, located at Mira Vista Behavioral Health Center, which you may remember was the Providence Behavioral Health Hospital, at 1233 Main in Holyoke. KSU at 11 a.m. The entry fee for the ride will be a donated toy, gift card, or a monetary donation.
Grinch. You really are a heel.
The Springfield Museum's excited to announce this year's Grinchmas celebration holiday happenings. Lighting of the quad and the only place in the world visitors can experience the Grinch's Grotto. And this will be Saturday the 5th, November 5th, it'll be opening up. The Grinch's Grotto is located in the SIS Hall of the Lyman and Mary Wood Museum of Springfield History. The grotto is a cave-like structure with a highly decorated chair for the old curmudgeon himself to greet visitors for selfies and portraits. So you don't just get a chance to have your picture taken with Santa. You can climb up on the Grinch and have your picture taken with him. Ooh, shudder. So check the museum's online calendar to see when the Grinch himself is going to be on hand. The Grinch's Grotto is the kickoff for Grinchmas at the museums. Grinchmas is an annual celebration at the Springfield Museums where the amazing world of Dr. Seuss Museum and the Dr. Seuss National Memorial Sculpture Garden help celebrate Springfield native Theodore Seuss Geisel, otherwise known as Dr. Seuss, the author who revolutionized learning how to read by making it fun. And this year, during the Seuss-iversary, if you will, the museums have added the Grinch's Grotto as a must-see, must-experience attraction. This is an ongoing problem, and sooner or later it had to lead to something like this. Munson police have reported that Thursday the Palmer police attempted to stop a dirt bike, but the rider refused to stop and attempted to drive away into Munson. Munson police were notified of the dirt bike that was last seen in the area of State Avenue and Upper Palmer Road. Munson officers later found the motorcyclist heading south on Margaret Street near the Quarry Hill School. Another officer then spotted the cyclist north on High Street headed toward Maine. Now, when the officers caught up to the dirt bike, they found it had been involved in a pedestrian accident near the intersection of High Street and Main Street. The pedestrian was seriously injured and taken to Bay State Wing in Palmer, where he later died from his injuries. The cyclist, 25-year-old Devin Austin Crabb of Vernon, Connecticut, was arrested and charged with several motor vehicle offenses. Well, as we said at the outset of the show today, the weekend is here, and there's ample stuff to do here in the region. I've just tried to highlight some of what I've unearthed as is going on, but you know what you want to do, and you know where to do it, and I hope you do. I hope you get some good R&R. You've earned it. And meet me here on Monday for our next fresh program up online during the day and night, and available to you on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.